It is now time for the 2019 Model Blue Devils Coaches Preview Show on WLAQ AM 1410 and the new 96.9 FM. I'm Matt Davis, and I have the head coach of the Blue Devils, brand new head coach, Jeff Honeycutt, with me today. And, Coach, first of all, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to our conversation. And, of course, this is your first year as a head coach after a journey that's taken you to several different programs in the state of Georgia. Last stop was Cartersville. And what has the transition been like so far into being a head coach?
It's been a very smooth transition. It's good to be back in Floyd County in the Rome area. It's basically what I know. I've lived here since I was five. But the community has welcomed me with open arms, and of course it is a little bit of a honeymoon still, but it has been a very smooth transition.
Well, Coach, the last couple of seasons have been tough. After a five-year run of making the playoffs, the Blue Devils really struggled the last couple of years. So what do you think are the biggest challenges as you take on this program that you face getting things back on track?
Just trying to return to that family set of mind and trying to get back to the old roots of the culture that was, once here, and leaning on some of these juniors and seniors doing that. And, I think they've accepted that challenge and accountability within each player, and they're trying to hold others up to that same level. And that's the big part of it. And, once coaches are allowed to coach and players are accepting that accountability, it makes our job a lot easier.
And, Coach, what do you think have been the most encouraging aspects of spring and summer so far as you get ready for the season?
The most encouraging is I think we're hungry. I think we're a very hungry upper class. Again, the juniors and seniors are very hungry to start winning. And I told them that, we got to take care of these other things, and I think the winning will come secondhand. But, they've adapted to my way of coaching. And a lot of the change is just me. There's lots of all the assistants are still intact. So, that part of the nucleus is there. But it's been just a very fun group to be around, and I think they have bought into that family atmosphere, and, leaning on that guy as a teammate is also a brother.
And, Coach, what do you think are the biggest areas that you see so far that need the biggest work to be successful?
Well, we lost a tremendous kicker last year. Right now we're kind of a special teams by committee. Offense efficiency and being relentless on defense, whether we're up or down, I think those three things, if we are able to do those three things, again, establish that kicking game and just never quit on defense, I think you'll see some excitement on this side of town.
Well, Coach, I know that you grew up here in Floyd County and been a part of a football family. Everybody knows that kind of stuff. You played here. You've coached here as an assistant with some different teams. And so it's going to be interesting when I see you out there on the sidelines coaching against guys like Todd Wheeler that, of course, coached you and you've known for a long time, and some of these other guys. And so what does it mean for you to start your head coaching career here in Floyd County?
Yeah, it's kind of, the same footprint that my, father left on the Lindendale side of town. I'm trying to leave that same footprint and my own footprint on this side of town and do things my way. But it is nice to be able to lean on guys like Coach Hurst at Pepperell, Coach Shiflett at Coosa, Coach Wheeler is also at Coosa. I worked under a tremendous coach and Coach King last year and just learned a lot of things from those guys. And, and not only that, I had my father there. So, and my father's going to return back this year and do some things for us as well. So it's exciting. It really is.
We're joined by the head coach of the Model Blue Devils, Jeff Honeycutt, with us today. This is the 2019 Model Blue Devils Coaches Preview Show on WLAQ. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the offense. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of that old rusty lawnmower that's been sitting in your yard forever? Do you have any old machinery that you just want to get rid of? Well, for years, Romans have been taking their scrap metal to Anniston Metals. Anniston Metals buys all types of metal, including aluminum, copper, and brass, and they can accommodate any size load from a pickup to a tractor trailer. And they pay top price. Anniston Metals, 4 East 3rd Street behind Southeastern Mills.
This is Mark Sklar, and I'm an independent insurance agent working for you, the policyholder. I utilize various well-regarded companies. Above all, I try to be a good insurance agent, for as the saying goes, your best insurance policy is a good agent. Jowers Sklar Insurance, a friend you can depend on. Call Jowers Sklar Insurance at 706 832-9704 or visit us at 706 East 2nd Avenue, Rome.
We are visiting with Dr. James Keene with the Proctor Keene Chiropractic Clinic. You never want to talk about car wrecks, but by golly, they happen anyway.
Well, that's true, Randy. And, you know, it's something that people don't take it serious enough. They get a little bump, and it may be a little bump in, but it creates a lot of problems. Not always, but sometimes. If you're ever in some type of car wreck, you really need to get checked out, because the force that is involved there is the speed of the vehicle times the weight. And if it's the average vehicle is about 3,000 pounds, so if it's only running 10 miles an hour, you still got about 30,000 pounds of force. So if you have a problem from a car wreck, give chiropractic a try. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 12, 2 to 6, Saturday, 8:30 to 12.
Well, we're back with Coach Honeycutt out here for our 2019 Model Blue Devils Coaches Preview Show. And, Coach, we're going to talk about your offense in this segment. And I think the best place to start is to talk about your offensive coaches for this season. And there's some familiar names in there.
Mark Jones is going to head up our offense. He will be our offense coordinator. Stephen Price is, again, working with our quarterbacks. Donnie Mendence is going to handle the receivers. Community coach John Boyd is going to handle some of the tight end and tackle work to assist Coach Jones. Coach Woodall is going to do some things with our fullback. We're actually calling him an H-back, but he's going to do some things with that. And then Coach Ford is Breon Ford is coming on board, and he's going to be a community coach as well, and he's going to assist in our running backs on the offense.
Here at Model, everybody knows you are the third head coach in as many years, and so obviously there have been a lot of changes in those years. So what are you guys going to be doing offensively this year?
Well, the change is not necessarily fair for some aspects, but we're going back to a little bit of a spread. You know, they did that a little bit out of that with Coach Powers. So we're going to be spread by formation, and you know, with that same mentality that on fourth and short that we got to get a yard, then we know that we can run, you know, off tackle or do some things with that. So just changing that mentality. I think the kids have been excited about it. You know, the first day I met with them, I said, we're going to move to spread, and they all kind of got excited. And, you know, it's just an opportunity for more people to touch the ball. And, you know, that's what we got to have.
Well, Coach, let's talk about the nuts and bolts that make up your team. And in this part, we'll talk about the offensive line. Who are the guys who are going to be lining up in the trenches for you on offense?
Owen Henderson is kind of heading that off at the center. Right now, it's Baylock and Freeman at our guards. It goes back and forth. There's Traylon Broughton is a younger kid. It's come on pretty good. He's going to hopefully spell some of our guys on defensive line. Shot Askew is another two-way player for us. Chris Ridling is filling in at some guard, but he's also, again, a starter on defense. So, but, you know, those guys have came together and, you know, have accepted the challenge that we're putting before them.
Well, let's start working our way through your backfield.
Right now, it's still a kind of a toss-up. Jabari Burge is probably going to be our quarterback. Sam Silver is right there on his heels, but Sam's got to be involved in some way on our offense. He's a tremendous leader for our team, and he's only a junior, and he does some good things when the ball is in his hands. So, you know, we're looking at it, you know, being a multiple type athlete on that side of the field for us. Wide receiver, Cooey returns, Holsendorf returns, King's there to spell them some, Merritt's there to spell them some. The running back is going to probably be again by committee. A.J. Woods will get a lot of the carries, and Troy Arnold will come in and spell him as well.
We're joined by the head coach of the Model Blue Devils, Jeff Honeycutt's with us, and we've talked about the offense. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll flip to the other side of the ball and talk about defense, and we'll also talk some about special teams. We'll be right back on WLAQ.
Shannon Pharmacy on the Calhoun 4-Lane in Shannon wants your business. And Jeff Ratliff and his staff are ready to serve your every pharmacy need. They offer service you deserve and the quality you expect. And at Shannon Pharmacy, you're not just a number on a pill bottle, you're a person. And they offer you free delivery and accept most insurance plans. Jeff Ratliff grew up and still lives right there in the heart of Shannon. Shannon Pharmacy, truly your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's time for Kick Back to the Community, Fort Giddings and Kane Jewelers' annual silent auction that gives back to the charities our clients choose. This year, Brighter Birthdays, Free Clinic of Rome, and Mission Is Possible were the three charities they selected. August the 14th through August 24th, there'll be designated cases at Fort Giddings and Kane Jewelers with starting bids and buy it now options on dozens of specially selected pieces of jewelry and watches. Each of the highlighted charities will be selling bid cards for $10, a tax-deductible donation. You may come to Fort Giddings and Kane to buy a bid card and write in your own favorite 501c3 charity. Once you have a bid card, you may bid on as many items as you like. Kick back to our community with your friends at Fort Giddings and Kane Jewelers, 312 Broad Street in historic downtown Rome. Remember, everyone wins when we all kick back.
Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue offers you residential and commercial roofing manufactured right here in-house. That's right, and all the accessories you need. Georgia Metal Center has C. Perlin, Z. Perlin, and Hat Channel, plus double bubble and commercial insulation. Georgia Metal Center also offers you pole barn trusses and components. Georgia Metal Center is your headquarters for vinyl siding, offering you 8 different colors and the accessories you need to get the job done right. Drop by and see Wayne and the staff at Georgia Metal Center, 2550 Shorter Avenue across from Oaknall Memorial Gardens. Call 706-235-6298. Georgia Metal Center, where you drive a little and you save a lot.
We're back with Jeff Honeycutt, the head coach of the Model Blue Devils, getting ready for the 2019 season to begin. And we're going to talk about the defensive side of the ball. And I know that's something you spent a tremendous amount of time with. And so let's talk about your defensive coaches for this year. I'd imagine you're pretty involved in that.
I'm involved. But Coach Gary Johnson's heading up as our defense coordinator. They've always kind of been a 3-5 at Model, even last year. So that transition's been a little bit smoother. But we are changing it up to a 3-4. And I guess a lot of things I learned schematically, I learned from, my defense coordinator in college is, they had a lot to do with that. But Gary Johnson, again, is going to do our linebackers as well. D-line is going to be Ben Woodall. Our safeties is going to be Donnie Mendence, and our corners is going to be, again, Breon Ford. I'm assisting a little bit with linebackers and that aspect, and I'm trying to fill in some with the outside linebackers.
And as we talked about a little bit earlier in the program, obviously when you have a situation where you got a new head coach coming in, there's a lot of transitional things that take place. But again, as we talked in offense, we're talking about the defensive coaches now. There are a lot of familiar faces, so I would imagine that really, really helps make that transition go a lot smoother.
It has been. That's the one thing that these guys have been here, I guess since my father was here, 8-9 years ago. So, that has remained. The assistants have been loyal to the program and this community, and I think that means a lot to the kids when they see that change at the top is not necessarily just a bad thing or a good thing, but that assistant wise, it's been a constant for these kids to lean on.
And Coach, let's, like we did on offense, let's start up front and talk about your defensive linemen.
Our defense line is Gamble and Askew. Chris Ridland will fill in at nose of the three-man surface there. And then our outside linebackers are still a work in progress, if I might say, since I coached that position. But Lamb's going to fill in there at one of the outside linebackers as well as Holzendorf. And we're still thinking about moving some people and trying to get ready for our region schedule.
Now, one of the questions I have for you is something that everybody's having to deal with, playing football in the state of Georgia. Let's face it, during a good part of the season, and especially leading up to the season, it is really hot, and it's been very, very hot here lately, maybe even more so than sometimes it is. And so how do you work towards conditioning guys to be prepared with that? I know there are a lot of limitations in terms of how much time you can be outside and things of that nature.
There are limitations, but again, GHSA is trying to protect the athlete, and with that in mind, we're going to do the same thing as a coaching staff. And it kind of goes back when we're forced to just go out in helmets. It kind of goes back to the old basically our summer workouts and, you know, that aspect, and, you know, 7-on-7. And so it kind of hurts you, I guess, defensively as you're trying to get ready for a scrimmage and trying to make sure you talk and teach the proper ways to tackle, especially with our young kids. But, you know, you kind of lose that once we lose the pads. So, you know, we've kind of had to adjust with that, but it is what it is. And it's, you know, it's not just us, it's everybody across the state of Georgia.
And Jeff, let's talk a little bit about your defensive backs for this year.
Our defensive backs, well, our inside linebackers first with Coach Johnson are, Tanner and Woods. And, you know, there's some guys that are going to hopefully spell them on the offense side as well. If we're going to rest kids, we hope to rest them on the offensive side, whether it's by formation or not. But our secondary, our safeties are Silver and Burge. Again, Silver's a great communicator, and they picked up what we want to do as far as the defensive backfield and our coverage-wise very quickly. Merritt and Cooey are two of the corners. Again, Arnold is right there on the heels of Burge and Silver at safety. And, you know, we're just trying to establish that depth across the board.
Coaches, as far as special teams, I would imagine you probably have a lot of the same names coaching on special teams as you do offense and defense.
That would be true. A lot of our guys are basically triple dipping, and we're trying to head up each special team. And again, we're just trying to make sure that we're holding defensives especially accountable for some things we're going to do as far as a special team, just like we are on offense. We're trying to make sure that, you know, that is 33% of the game. So we're going to try to make sure that we, you know, make teams accountable to our special teams.
And Coach, as far as special teams concerned, I know one of the things you mentioned early on in our conversation is that you're going to be in a situation where you're breaking in a new kicker.
Yeah, so we're by committee right now, and right now Merritt is kind of taking on that role, but we have a couple of kids in mind that, you know, first off are soccer kids, so they got to do the 5 days of acclimation and the conditioning aspect of it. So there's a couple of that we're kind of trying out and going that way, but right now it's Jahari's kind of heading up that, and then Jabari Burge is our punter. So, but again, he presents a little bit of an issue back there as a punter because of his athletic ability.
And Coach, while we're on the subject of special teams, who will be handling the kick returns for you this year?
Troy Arnold's going to be, he is one of our fastest kids. He's a 100 kid in track. He's going to be handling most of our kick returns and punt returns. AJ and Holsendorf are two other kids that are going to be on the kick returns, but, you know, hopefully we're not doing that too much a game. If we're only doing the kick return once a game, that would not be a problem to me.
We're joined by the head coach of the Model Blue Devils, Jeff Honeycutt, with us today in our 2019 preview. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up by having a look at the 2019 schedule. We'll be right back on WLAQ.
At GNTC, our instructors are experts with real-world experience in their field. Our students learn career skills through hands-on training using the latest equipment. Georgia Northwestern is affordable and convenient. Earn your degree, diploma, or certificate by taking day, evening, or online classes at one of our 6 campus locations across Northwest Georgia. Apply now. Georgia Northwestern Technical College. Get trained. Get hired.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
It's hot outside. Stay cool. Call Ware Mechanical and let them service your air conditioning system. A checkup today can save you big money down the road. Call Ware Mechanical, 706-234-3051 to set up a service appointment. Don't melt from the heat. Keep cool with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over 30 years. Ware Mechanical, we sell the best and service the rest.
Austin Ratliff's Armorchie Pharmacy really wants your business. That's why when you go into the store, they know you by name, not by prescription number. They offer discount pricing all the time. And when you shop there, you're shopping locally because they're owned and operated locally and the money circulates right here in your town. And one other convenience, you need free delivery? They've got it. How about that? Austin Ratliff's Armorchie Pharmacy on the Martha Berry Highway across from the high school.
We are back one last time on the 2019 High School Football Preview Show with the head coach of the Model Blue Devils, Jeff Honeycutt, getting ready for his first season as head coach here and anywhere for that matter, getting this new voyage started. So let's start with the first week of the season. You guys open up with Lafayette.
We do. We open up with Lafayette. We have our scrimmage tomorrow night at Mount Zion, and I'm interested to see, and I know the kids are interested in actually, you know, tackling someone else. But we start with Lafayette. Don't know a whole lot about them yet. I've been trying to kind of prepare more so for the Mount Zion game, but I do know that, you know, they've had a new coach come in from Alabama a year ago, so I know they have tried to spread things out. I'm familiar with Coach Pate at Snorville. He played right behind me at Pepperell, so I'm familiar with them. We threw against them this summer. North Mary is another team. I know they lost their quarterback, and I've heard that they've gone to a little bit different offense. Dade County's bringing in a new head coach, Coach Pruitt from Alabama as well. That's our first region opponent, so you know that's, you know, we have an off week right in between those two, and you know, so we'll have some time to prepare for them. And we follow up with Armorchie. That will be, you know, it's always a big rivalry between Model and Armorchie. And then we get to go, I guess, my old stomping grounds at Pepperell. And Coach Hurst, again, it does some great things out there. You know, I love and respect him. And we have Chattooga at home. And Chattooga is, again, my father's been up there for a little while. So, you know, I know some things. I know Coach Hammond. He does a great job with those kids. And they're going to be an athletic bunch. Gordon Central's going through a little bit of the same transition that we are here at Model. You know, they've had a coach or probably three or four coaches in the last couple of years. So they're kind of, as far as head coach, so they're kind of going through that same transition. So I don't know a whole lot about them yet. Coach Wheeler at Coosa, again, does a great job. I know they have a younger class coming in. They graduated a good bit last year. And then, you know, the defending state champion runner-up, Rottmart, you know, they're going to be extremely athletic, and they've done a tremendous job on that side of town with, you know, getting everybody on the same page.
Coach Honeycutt, I know you've been in football your entire life. I guess that you were just born into it, more or less, played at Pepperell, and then went on and played in college, and then have been at it ever since as a coach and now a head coach. What is this time of year like for you? It's really exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely exciting. You know, obviously there's excitement anyway because we're starting a new school year, and, you know, juniors are now seniors, and you know, so it's just an exciting time. You know, I was raised in a field house or in a gym, and since I was in diapers, you know, I remember being on top of a squat rack with Todd Wheeler doing leg press. You know, so I was raised there, and it's just exciting. It's the best team sport that I know of because it takes all 11 of us, you know, in that same common goal.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate your time today and certainly wish you and the Model Blue Devils the best of luck in 2019. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's going to wrap up our 2019 Model Blue Devils preview here on WLAQ. And we certainly, again, appreciate Jeff Honeycutt for taking his time for us today. And we appreciate you listening. And stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to catch up with the head coach of the Pepperell Dragons, Rick Hurst. We'll be right back.